Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your host Jen and Joe. Again, we're here.
Welcome back, everybody. We missed you.
It's been a whole week.
I know.
A whole week. It's been a whole week, Jen.
It's been a hell of a week, Joe.
Busy. Always busy.
You have some breaking news story.
Yeah. Did you see that hundreds of people saw a UFO over New Jersey?
No, I did not see
so
that.
So the story goes there was a video that was uploaded to TikTok, which got over 600,000 views like within 2 days.
Wow.
And it was a UFO over New Jersey. So the video went online and everybody was talking about it on Facebook and everything. And all these people come out and said they all saw it. And wow. Hundreds of witnesses saw this over New Jersey. Videos of it. It looks like, it's almost like the Tic Tac video. It's the same shape, like a cigar-shaped UFO with a light in the middle. And the video shows they're driving on the expressway. And they stop to videotape this. And you can see other cars going by and other cars stopping to look at it. So it was a UFO sighting, which hundreds of people saw in New Jersey.
I have some breaking news, too.
But you know what it turned out to be?
What?
The Goodyear blimp.
Shut up.
Yep. It ended up being the Goodyear blimp because they were watching. All of a sudden, advertisements started to go on the side of it. And I don't know of any UFOs that have advertisements on the side. But
well, they should.
Yeah.
You want to hear my breaking news?
Sure.
I don't know what TikTok is. The hell is TikTok?
It's a...
I'm so loud right now.
It's a video streaming service that all the hip teenagers are using nowadays.
Well, we'll have to ask Kat about that because I'm neither hip nor a teenager. I used to be, but not now, Mo.
So I understand that your garage sale went good because I know I sold a lot of stuff.
Joe and I did an outdoor community sale and I got extremely sunburnt. But I did make a ton of money. I sold a ton of stuff. I still have a ton of stuff, but my sister's taking it to another sale next weekend, which I will not be attending because I had enough. but no, it was great. You know, I have to give a shout out to my friend Scott showed up and I got to meet his dog Otto, who is very fashionable. He's a very well-known dog model and he has his own Instagram. So you can check out Dogs of Instagram, Otto Sprague.
Oh.
And no, we had a great time. It was really fun. We were there Saturday and Sunday. Nothing spooktacular happened. I have barely been in my house, so, you know, I haven't had any activity, but today might be the day because I do have a very special guest here who loves, all things paranormal and attracts the spirits.
Yeah. Are you going to introduce her?
I was going to let Joe do it, but I guess I will. Well, with us today, we have the beautiful, the one and only author, tarot card reader,
paranormal investigator.
Sarah Shelton.
Thank you for having me again.
Welcome to the show, my wife. I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
We miss you.
It's been too long.
I know. So how are things going with you?
Things are going really, really well.
I notice you're on Facebook Live doing tarot card readings.
I am weekly now,
which is so exciting. You're so talented and it's so much fun to watch
you. Thank you. Thank you. I started doing them just for family and then in the last year I started doing it for friends and then mm-hmm. I decided, why am I not doing this on Facebook free?
Yeah.
So I started doing that too.
As you're reading the cards, now you have, I know she brought many, many decks today and we'll get into the different types of decks.
This is maybe a third of my collection.
She has a giant collection of tarot cards. But every box has like a different energy to it, or how does that work?
Well, every box has a different energy and they have like a specific specialty, I guess you would say. Some cards are great for maybe speaking to your angels. Mm-hmm. Some are great for speaking to spirit guides or even animal spirits. You can get animal spirit ones. Some are great with love. Some are great with money. Some are great with career and manifesting, laws and attraction type of thing, or spell casting. I mean, there are just so many different specialties that they do.
Now, tarot cards have been around for centuries. I would say probably thousands of years. And sorry, my birds are squawking in the background because every time we podcast, they just start squawking because they like to get their 2 cents in. But this has been a tool that, you know, readers have used for thousands and thousands of years, I would think, going back to the ancient times when maybe they were using like rune stones or different
divination.
That's it. You know how bad I am with words.
The bone casting, yes. Ruins, different things like that. Yeah. The Egyptian times did stuff with, they looked like ruins, but they were like little gold tile type of things or little gems, which same thing as ruins. But yeah, this has gone back forever.
Yes, definitely. And
I see, you know, we mentioned that you have several types of cards. When you go into a reading, are you have any preconception of which deck you're going to use, or do you just get a feeling once you sit down with a reader or with a sitter?
Both. Sometimes if I'm doing an in-person reading and I'm going to go meet them, and I'm looking through my piles of what I have to take with me, sometimes certain things kind of stand out to me and, you know, almost kind of want me to take them, and I have a feeling for them. So I'll take those, and then I find once I sit down with them that I actually needed those.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes, like when I'm doing the Facebook Live, since I meet with, you know, sometimes 10 to 30 people, you know, at a time, I just have a bunch in front of me ready, just an arsenal.
Yeah.
Just ready for war.
So when you are reading somebody's energy, how are you just focused on that particular person, or because you have so many people on the broadcast, are you getting feelings from other people, or do you have a way to block that out and just focus on that one person?
You do sometimes get other people's energy kind of poking in. I didn't think I would over online. I mean, in person, very common. You know, you get that person's energy and their aura, and immediately you're reading things off of them before the cards are even shuffled. And you get bystanders walking by or something, and, you know, you'll get their energy. But I really didn't think it would happen online, and it does. You really have to concentrate. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll see I'm closing my eyes in the video and repeating their name and stuff because I'm feeling other people trying to push. I hope she asks me what I want to know, you know, kind of thing. So you do really have to concentrate and try to tune in to that particular person. And sometimes that person's not using their real name or their real photo or anything, and you're just kind of like asking your guides and your angels, you know, tune in. Give me 100% accuracy here and clarity on what they're trying to find out. So.
Yeah, I would imagine it's pretty tough on Facebook because there's, you know, people that make fake profiles and stuff. And then there's, I mean, I want to say the trolls.
Yeah.
There's a lot of trolls out there that want to make you fail. But, you know, being empathic and that, you can kind of read them anyways. So.
Yeah, you get a feeling as soon as somebody pops up like that. That's just coming to troll or be negative. You get the feeling right away that something's going on and this is going to be an interesting read.
Now, when you're reading the cards, do you typically get the same questions over and over? Like, what's my love life? What's my finances? Or do you feel like people are starting to get a little bit more specific in what they're asking?
My most popular question is, give me a general reading. Mm. And I'll have to say, general for love or for, you know, finances, what type of general? So I really have to kind of pull it out of them a little bit. Okay. I don't want to know specifics when they are asking a question because I like the cards to tell me the specifics, but I do need to know a little bit about the question.
Yeah. You know?
It's hard sometimes because you're like, you'll have all these questions you want to ask. Like, I know you've read my cards before here and I'm like sitting there like, okay, what do I ask? Like, you forget. You get, like, clammed up. Like, there's so much I want to know. Like, but, you know, you try to be a little bit specific without being detailed.
Yeah.
That's so normal. If I'm doing, like, I'm doing home visits, like, private readings now. And if I'm going there, I tell them before, write out your questions. Because as soon as I sit down, I mean, you're going to be in awe of how awesome I am.
That's right.
But you're just, I mean, you're really going to blank. You're going to sit here and say, oh my gosh, I had so many questions. And now that I see all these pretty cards and stuff, I can't think of anything. So you really do want to get your mind together, collected, and write out your questions. You're going to want to make sure it's not a two-ended question. You don't want to have one question with two or three other on top of it. It has to be one by one because the cards are looking for a specific one question. You can't ask two and expect it to come through.
My question is, like, how do you not get distracted? Because some of these decks are so beautiful. The artwork is so amazing that you could just sit there and flip through them and look at them all day long, right?
And sometimes I do on my own time. Like, as soon as I get a deck, I spend at least a week one-on-one with that deck. I cleanse it first off with the sage to make sure. You know, because mailmen might be having a bad day and throwing your package around and stuff. You don't want that energy to be on there.
And people don't think of that. Yeah. You know, who's handled those cards from printer to
exactly. To there's so reader. Many steps that it goes through, and you really have to cleanse off the energy. You can do it with sage. You can do it with crystals. You can do it with the moonlight, you know, whatever. Or just your energy and focusing the white light on them and everything. But you really have to spend time with them and look at the cards. Specifically look at the pictures and look at the keywords and say, okay, what about this picture? The keywords in this picture are, you know, popping out to let me know what's going on. And like 99% of the time, reading cards is just intuition. You don't even really go by keywords usually.
Okay.
But you really have to spend time and look at them. And then you have to, there's a bonding period. A lot of people like to sleep with their decks.
Okay.
So that it constantly gets their energy and it helps become more accurate with it.
One thing I noticed, you know, there's, and we'll get into like the different like arcanas and that in a little bit, but this is what's popping out in my head. I noticed when I watch YouTube videos of people doing tarot, they shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle and shuffle. I'm like, can you just get to the reading?
Right.
Like, that's right. I don't know. That's what personally just bugs me to have to listen to that. Shuff, 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 shuff.
Yeah.
Shuff, 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 shuff. Shuff, 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 shuff. Oh, one popped out.
Well, if
shuff,
you're shuff, doing shuff, the shuffle this way, you know,
yeah,
that is a way to shuffle to wait for it to naturally fall out.
Okay.
And that's the card they would use. Mm-hmm. So if it's taking 5 minutes for it to fall out, some people just go by that only. Sometimes I do that.
Yeah.
Not usually, because that annoys me and it can take a very long time.
Doesn't that take the energy out of the cards, shuffling them that
And I
much?
Think it distracts, well, at least for me, it distracts me and it kind of makes me start thinking like, okay, are we going to pick a card, you know, kind of thing. I shuffle and I cut the deck until I feel like it says stop.
Okay. So it's just a feeling.
Preference.
There's
really
not a certain... I saw people tapping on their cards.
Yes, to what clear the energy and to give it energy.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was about. Now, is that clearing the energy of like the previous reading, or just because they've been sitting there for a while?
It
like
can
you
got
to wake them up or what?
Well, both. I mean, all of it, all the above. It can be clearing the energy and you know, or saying, I'm still talking on this specific card here. It's reminding the spirits. And if you have seven cards out and you say, I want to specifically know more clarity on this one up here, you're going to tap it and let them know, okay, my next card's going to be for that one, you know.
Oh,
so it can be for just to kind of remind them that you're still in the reading. A lot of nothing's ever wrong. Everybody does things differently when it comes to the taps.
All right.
I was always thinking that when I see them shuffling so much, it's almost like they're preparing for the reading, like a meditation thing.
Yeah, sometimes they do.
They're shuffling and shuffling, and it's almost like they're getting that, I want to say, empathic feeling, or putting their psychic energy into the cards as they shuffle for that specific person.
Yeah.
So it, to me, like I say, it's almost like a meditation.
It kind of is. When I'm shuffling, I'm asking the question in my head over and over to my spirit guide, my angels. And as soon as I feel like, usually by the time I'm done asking the question, saying in my head, you know, give me 100% accuracy, be very clear, give me messages I can, you know, get correctly for them, and messages that they will understand completely. By the time I'm done saying that, usually I'm shuffling them out and dealing, you know, and getting ready.
Now, do you use one deck in a reading, or will you use multiple decks to clarify, say, the original cards you put down?
That really all depends on my feeling.
Okay.
It changes. If I feel like a different deck is going to tell me something and it's in the back of my head, like a photo of that deck, then I'm going to grab that deck.
Okay.
And then I'm going to continue on with that one. But if I'm feeling it's with the same deck, I'll keep going with that same deck. I've had it where I've had seven out and, you know, 20 behind me in their boxes still. And in my head, it's like the one on the shelf. And I'm like, dang it. And I have to go get that one. And yeah, because if I grab something else, it just doesn't feel right. And then I'll have to go grab that one and see mm-hmm. what it was going to be.
Yeah. Now, people have a hard time understanding what the pictures are, I think, if you're not used to these cards. So you have major and minor arcanas, mm-hmm. which are the major cards, right?
The major is the major cards. Okay. That's your life experiences, the big events.
Okay. And then like your wands, your swords, what's the other ones?
The minors.
Minors.
Yeah.
This is cups.
Cups.
Yeah.
Pentacles.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. I'm like, I can't think of all of them. But those are like, are those your like past or your dreams, or is it different for everyone?
Well, I'll show you, actually. Okay. I used to always write these things down, and I know it's really old and rippy, but cups is love, emotion, creativity, relationships, mm-hmm. and that is also a water sign because these are all elemental signs so it's Pisces, Scorpio. Then you have wands is passion, career, drive, projects. That's Aries. That's Sagittarius. You have pentacles, which is the earth sign, money, health, sources, body and health, which is Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus. So they all have elemental signs, and they all have a specific area that they would be talking on, whether it's education or money. You know,
mm-hmm.
it would pop up.
Okay, I got it. I get it. Now, have you ever had energy come through when you're doing a reading that was maybe trying to interfere with like positive messages or spirit messages? Is this kind of a portal for spirits to come through, do you believe? Or is that something separate?
It can be. Mm-hmm. I think if you're not in the right state of mind and you have not prepared beforehand. I know some people cast circles, salt, white candles. Mm-hmm. I sage my area. I sage myself. I specifically laid down the rules on who is allowed to speak to me and who is not allowed. Okay. So I don't have anything trying to... You know, like peekaboo. You know, I don't have that problem.
I'm trying to teach my parakeets to say peekaboo.
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
I'm trying. They don't get it, but we'll do a reading for the birds.
There you go.
I love reading.
You could give them a food, and every time you give them that food, say peekaboo, and it'll start thinking that's what it's called start saying it.
Just have them yell out snacks.
Snacks.
That's our favorite thing. Snacks. What is the meaning of when a card is upright or reversed? Is that...
Now, sometimes it means complete opposite.
Okay.
It depends on the card. Sometimes it'll mean the complete opposite of destruction or something like that, and then you get it in reverse, and it means better, you know, peaceful, getting over the obstacles.
Okay.
It just depends on what the card is.
So you get a pentacle card, and you get, like, the Eight of Pentacles, and... You know, you're asking if money's going to come in. It comes in reverse. Would that mean money's going out, like, type thing?
Well, it also depends on what deck you have. Because some decks don't do reversals.
Oh, okay.
And some decks, oddly enough, even, like, the pentacles and stuff, they have different meanings than the Rider-Waite. So, I mean, you really have to look at the cards, look at your booklets, and then try to remember that, okay, mm-hmm. that deck is not even going to be the same thing as this deck.
It's so hard when you have multiple decks like that.
Like the Nightmare Before Christmas tarot that's out, really popular right now.
Okay.
And I can see why. I mean, Tim Burton, it's awesome. Yeah. But, and it's tarot, but it doesn't go by any of the tarot typical general cards.
Okay.
So it's really interesting.
Is that more of like an entertainment thing?
No, they're real cards, and they come with a guideline, and they come with everything, but they just kind of made up their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of, let's say, pentacles, it's spiders,
You
know, type of thing. So they made something else, and that changed the meaning a little bit, too, for the keywords. So you just kind of have to be careful on which decks that you're going to get.
Now, when you say the reverse cards, when you put the cards out on the table, whether you use the 3-card method or 8-card method or the Celtic cross method or whatever. When you put those cards down and you flip them over, do you put them right, or do you just leave them the way they are? Because if you have reverse cards and one's upside down, then, you know what I mean?
Do you mean which direction is my wrist going to flick them?
Or when you flip it over, let's say, I don't know if any of the cards do, but let's say it has a picture of a house on it. And you flip it over and the house is facing away. Do you spin the card around so that it's facing a specific direction? Or you just let it lay the way it comes up?
Well, usually they are rectangle. So if it was facing away and like that, I would fix it. And
okay.
You know, like if it's spun, if I put it down, I'd put it to where it was supposed to be.
Because I was thinking with reverse cards, when you flip it over, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And whatever way it's laying is how you read it. That's what I'm saying.
That is interesting because some cards are circular. And I had always wondered, how do you...
I never knew that.
How do you read it if it's sideways?
How would you shuffle circular cards? Yeah.
I know. Oh my gosh. They're really cool, but I'd love to get one just for fun, but I don't think I'd use them very often because, yeah, if they're sideways, like, how do you read that?
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. Your house is level today? I mean, what does it mean?
Don't know. That's interesting. Yeah. Have you ever had the cards move on their own?
I have.
Okay.
I've had some weird things happen. Look on my live videos, you'll see some weird things that happen sometimes.
Ooh, I love that.
I've had a weird foggy mist thing go behind me on the video. Wow. I've had my water move. My cup of water, and it's like off camera, and I'm watching it, and I'm like,
oh my God,
I've got my eye on you, you know, kind of thing. But
don't spill on the cards.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, no, water's not allowed near my cards. They're on a separate table. Food and water doesn't go near it.
My water.
No, but weird things have kind of happened. I've done things where I know I put something in a particular area, and then I'm like, where did it go? You know, kind of thing. And I'm looking everywhere, and then after the reading, it's back on the shelf.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I didn't do that. And I look through the video, and I didn't get up and do it. You know, it wasn't in my hand any time that I went over there. So weird.
Yeah.
You know, typical for me.
I was going to say, that's nothing new for you. Like, shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, not things moving, but whenever we record, there's lots of things that happen. And it's the same way with Facebook Live and that. When you search out the paranormal, it does search you back or come back to you.
At some point tonight while we were talking, and I know I can hear you guys on my headphones, but I heard something say something just before I spoke. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
Did I just copy what it said, or did it copy what I didn't know? Because it sounded similar to what I said. It was weird.
Weird stuff happens in this. Every time we record, something strange happens, because I'm usually sitting where Sarah's sitting right now. And you can, I'll be sitting, and out of the corner of my eye, I'll see something going between my two bedrooms. So one is my bedroom, and the other's my, it's a bedroom, but I use it as a closet. And there's always a shadow going. So I closed the doors today so she wouldn't be distracted. By my shadows.
I do get distracted when I'm here. There's so much activity.
I know, but you'll have to tell us a little bit about that.
When you first had me here, and you said, what is your feel here?
And she's
first
like,
thing I would do is go to your room and say, yeah, you have a woman that comes in here pretty often. You're like, I do, you're right.
Well, this one time, I'll just tell you guys the story. Sarah and a couple of our friends had come over, and we're just messing around, and we're like, okay, we're just going to investigate my house. And I'm not kidding you guys. Sarah was in the bedroom. I'm in the bedroom. Eric's in the bedroom. Kat may have been in. I'm not sure if she was in. But I was leaning up against the wall. I got so drained of energy. I literally slid down the wall and had to sit on the floor. I was like, remembered that? I was like,
vague.
It was dark though. Like, you can see me. I was just like, down. And then the time you came over to be on the podcast for the Bone House, and the bag of bones got handed to me, and I got all woozy and dizzy from touching the bones from the Bone House.
I knew it was going to happen, too. I called it. I was like, don't want to touch those. But that was cool. I remember when we went with Julie, Josh, I think Kimberly might have been with us, and we mm-hmm. were at JoJo's, and I had gotten a new deck, and I was so excited.
Yes.
And I brought it, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do readings right here. I don't care. So I'm doing readings, and this guy kept coming over to speak to us, and I was getting annoyed. So I'm looking at his aura, and I said, we don't want him sitting with mm-hmm. us. You know, it's not a very decent person. Mm-hmm. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, the wedding ring in your pocket that you're hiding.
Oh my gosh. His face. He's a black man, but his face went ghostly white.
Yeah.
Because she read him to a T.
Told him about his kid sitting at home with the baby mama and waiting on him, and that she just thinks he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
He was in a fetal position crying by the end
of... He brought his cousin over, yelling at his cousin, saying, what did you tell her about me?
Yes, it was so...
The cousin's like, I didn't do it.
Man, we've had some adventures. But, you know, I always wonder because you're so sensitive and your daughter's sensitive. And then coming in here... And I haven't really seen or felt anything other than a shadow here or there lately.
I don't feel Angel in here.
No?
Right now. No. Yeah. Angel was an interesting one. Angel was one that I picked up on mm-hmm. probably the first time that I was in here. And I believed that he was a younger male in his early 20s. Mm-hmm. I think his wife or girlfriend was in the car with him. That's my feeling. It was a car. Yeah. Could have been outside a car. But I think it felt like around where like Burger King was, like in the parking mm-hmm. lot. And I feel like he was either shot or stabbed. And didn't you find out information that actually
in the 80s, happened? Yeah, there was a murder in or around Burger King here in Toledo.
We have to find out the name.
I know. I did some digging, but then I haven't. But he came forward here because he said this was a corridor, and he goes up and down the corridor of Sylvania.
That doesn't shock me right here.
Yeah.
This area is very strong with spirit for some reason. Actually, all of Toledo. And I always wonder if that's why they called it Holy Toledo in some way. Mm. Because it is very strong in Toledo.
Well, there's so many churches that were built. Every corner, every, you know, nationality, and then every almost like neighborhood had their own church. That's true. And if you're in Toledo, you're in like arm's reach of a church, right?
That's true. And too bad they're all closed now everywhere.
I know, it's so crazy. Like my mom, poor mom, she's 88 years old. She loves going to church, right? And they told the elderly people, just don't come in. It's not worth it. You're not going to go to hell if you don't come to church. We want you to be safe.
Well,
she watches it on TV.
And I'm just going to put out my hat here and say, I'm ordained. I can come in and help your mom with the Bible studies.
Yes. No, she watches the Catholic Channel. She gets to see daily Mass and Mass on Sunday for shut-ins.
I watch it on live, the Pope doing them.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I couldn't have her do that. But no, it's just interesting that when you first came here, what you picked up on in the house. And then I know you've come here a couple of times and we've played with the cards when you first got your first deck. It was so exciting, wasn't it?
Well, my newest deck.
Newest decks, since
I was 9, but yeah. I think the first thing that I had also picked up was that you had a woman neighbor that had passed away and that she visit you.
Yeah.
And you were like, yes, my woman neighbor passed away.
She's standing over my bed one night.
And I've seen her before and I'm like, yeah, I can feel that.
Yeah. I haven't felt her in a long time. Now, I don't know who's in here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I can certainly wake them up for you.
I don't want to be waking up in the middle of the night. Mama needs her rest. She has these bags under my eyes.
I need more sleep.
Thank you, babe.
We should do spa day, though.
Yes, definitely. We should do spa tarot days.
You know, I was talking to some people about, you know how you do that water tank thing mm-hmm. where you're laying down in the coffin filled with water?
Mm-hmm. Float sessions?
Yeah, I call it a coffin.
Yeah.
And I don't mind them because I actually like tight
enclosures. I'm actually going to do one this week. I have one set up.
That is great to open your third eye.
It is.
Yeah, the meditation in there is supposed to be like out of this world.
You actually dream. You're awake. And being in the float tank, you actually dream.
It's like half visions.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. I saw a skull face. I didn't like it. It scared me. So I had to turn the light back on.
Aw.
I know. But
that's not nice at all.
I know.
I told her it was so relaxing. You just float and she sees a skull face.
Meanwhile, she's like a dead pirate came to me.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to see scary stuff. And it was cold. Like, I don't know if, because we went, it was like dead of winter. Yeah. Like, and my pod was chilly.
Oh, I wouldn't like that at all.
No, I did it one time and it was like exactly your body temperature. Yeah. So you get to the point where you don't even feel the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
That's what it's supposed to be.
It's like sensory deprivation.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because it kind of goes along with like some of the things we do in the paranormal with sensory deprivation. You know, we were just talking before the podcast about getting the noise canceling headphones and the eye mask, mm-hmm. and then you do the spirit box,
right.
Which we could probably try because we have all that stuff. You know, that
sleepover.
Yay! So the potty at Shoddy's house. There's always that opening up of your senses,
right?
You know, blocking everything out. And that's kind of like when you read the cards, you know, you have to focus generally right on those cards, blocking out all of the other, you know, incoming messages, right. I would think. I'm having a really bad brain fart. I don't know what is going on, but like this ear has been like totally buzzing for like...
Oh, turn the...
No. I mean, this before you even put the headphones on, like since I got home. It's so weird.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly that's like spirit message. When your ear rings or buzzes, it means you're receiving information from...
Downloading from the Matrix.
Yes.
Because like, you know, like a lot of times when you get around somebody who has the abilities... I don't call them gifts. I think they're abilities. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody calls
them. Everybody has them. It's just, right. Mm-hmm. You know.
It's sometimes like you, it's like the spirits are knocking on your door, but like I'm blocked right now. Like I've got like 800 million things on my mind other than like opening myself up to hearing spirit messages, right? Like I'm trying to podcast. I'm trying to work. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that.
And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about with the float tank session. Is it's designed to bring you down to that level where you just relax.
Mm-hmm.
You let go of everything.
Yeah.
And
including the blocks.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why people do the float tank sessions, because it's sensory deprivation, complete silence, complete darkness. And it forces your mind to come down to that level. And that's why you see colors and you dream and that, because you're going into the REM sleep, you know, part of your mind. Even though you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, if anybody out there is really stressed, which, hello.
Everybody.
Yeah. That's a good thing to do. And it's just like meditation.
Yeah.
And for $10, I'll put a tent in my bathtub and you can do it in there instead.
Let me get my purse.
She'll get out her ringing bowls and
some incense going.
I got some change in the bottom of my couch.
As long as we don't ever use patchouli. You know, I'm the oddest spiritual person. I hate patchouli.
I hate it too. I think it's...
What is it?
I do not stand it. Patchouli.
Okay, I've never heard of that.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's like...
Is it like jupe?
So
yes. It is so much like jupe. Jupe is the nastiest cologne ever.
So bad.
Oh.
I smell that and I'm like, barf.
I would rather be waterboarded with Axe man spray.
I would rather gargle hot gasoline.
But thinking about that too is, if someone, does someone have to be empathic to use tarot cards?
Is that my phone that I didn't silence?
Yeah, it's okay.
That's all right.
We'll pick it up.
It's background music. Does, if someone is doing tarot cards, do they have to be empathic to use them? Or?
Oh, no.
No?
No, you don't have to. I mean, it helps because you get clearer messages, I think. I don't know, because I have people message me all the time and I'm teaching them tarot and they're just like, I don't get it.
Okay.
You know, I can't get this message. I don't understand. I'm doing it wrong. Help me. And they're very frustrated, and I've never experienced that. I mean, when my mom gave them to me when I was 8, 9 years old, I mean, I was immediately doing them, and it was funny because she said I had to bond with them because they were going to get to know me, every part of me, and I was like, no, what are they going to tell her, you know, kind of thing. Like, I don't know, I stole a cookie, you know, kind of thing, but it was a scary thought. And some people just are kind of, I don't know if they're blocked to it and they don't want to see the truth, mm-hmm. or they're blocked to it because they're wondering what they're talking to. Could it be something so-called evil or something? I don't know what blocks them, but some people just can't do it.
Yeah. Do you still have your original cards?
I do.
Yeah.
They are so worn out. I mean, I don't use them anymore because I want to keep them, you know, forever. Yeah. But I still have, I think I only worked with about 4 decks,
okay.
you know, constantly. Mm-hmm. And then when I got my new decks, I'm like, I'm going to start doing, you know, friends and family and take these around because they're new and they're not going to be just, you know, destroyed or anything. They're not bent at all, you know, kind of thing. So I was so excited about those ones. But my treasured ones, I keep for only personal use. Some of them I don't even use. And some tarot cards I don't even have other people touch.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to disrupt the energy that it has on it.
Well, that was one of my questions I was going to ask is, do you ever use someone else's cards?
I don't like to.
Okay.
I only don't like to because, you know, it's the same thing with aura. When we go someplace and I say, oh, I don't really like that aura and I don't like the way it's biting at me and stuff and just bad feel. Sometimes the cards feel that way from other people. Like, just feel off and it just... don't like it.
Have you ever? Oh, go ahead, Joey. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, because to me, it would be like you were mentioning about putting out your energy into those cards. If someone else has, I don't want to say bad intent, but different intent, you may feel that in those cards and get bad readings because of that.
Right. I mean, not everybody's auras are compatible with another person's. And same with energy and everything else. And if I'm not compatible with that energy and that energy is kind of clashing together with me, you know, I used to say, you know, my demons don't play well with other people's demons, you know. So sometimes I can't, I don't want to touch them.
Yeah.
Thanks. They're beautiful, you know. Nice. I love the way that other people read them and you can read me anytime you want. But for me to personally hold your cards and do it, I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I was wondering, have you ever got like a negative message and you had to tell the person like... Because the messages are the messages, whatever they are, right? Like, because people are always looking for hope and they want to know that guy's going to call them or whatever. But,
well, you know, in our marriage here, Jen.
Yes.
You're the sweet wife. Paranormal
sister wife. Yes.
You are the sweet wife and the kind wife and, you know, love and joy. Mm-hmm. And I'm the Kraken. I don't sugarcoat it. I released
the Kraken.
I don't sugarcoat it. If the cards want you to know something, I'm going to say it. You asked for something. Be careful what you ask for, because I'm going to tell you exactly what they're saying. One lady wanted to know, you know, how her relationship was going to be going, and she didn't give too much information about it online. And I laid out the cards, and she was a top fan, so it was, you know, 3-card spread, so tons of cards came with us. And I'm just like, okay, so either you or he cheated on the person. Oh, no. This is not going to work. You're holding on for no reason. The trust is never going to be there, you know, and it's really your fault, you know, kind of thing. And she was like, okay, thanks, and like never came back. I have had people come by and say that they love my reading. Mm-hmm. And thought it was so incredibly accurate that they will never do a public reading with me again because I give too much information about it, you know. But the cards are the cards. You ask me a question, and I'm going to tell you exactly what they say, because to do anything less is to disrespect and harm the relationship I have between my angels and my spirit guides and my cards.
Talk just a little briefly about angels and spirit guides for the listener who doesn't really know what that means.
Well, spirit guides can be anything from a spirit entity type of thing. Some people would call like a deity a guide. Mm-hmm. Some people would call like an ancestor or somebody that has passed on a spirit guide. People sometimes think that their pet is their spirit guide. The angels are, of course, angels from, you know, heaven, from the divine. Not everybody believes in the Christian angels, but, you know, the same type of guardian type of thing. They're your guardian. They are helping you to get the messages. No, they're not going to jump in front of a bus to stop it from hitting you every time. But, you know, they are there to try to help you see signs of guidance for your life, for spiritual life and physical life.
Okay.
That wasn't very brief.
No, that's good. You know, there are people, you know, maybe first time listeners who are tuning in, and, you know, it's always important to just give as much knowledge, you know, because I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. I always want to know more about spirit guides, angels, the archangels. Are there different types of angels for different things? Like,
honestly, we don't know.
Right.
We're just going by what we feel. Nobody has the correct answer here. I don't care who you're speaking to. They mm-hmm. don't have the absolute 100% mm-hmm. accurate information yeah. to give to you. It is my feeling. It's my opinion. And it's my belief. But everybody has their own, and nobody's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if someone says, I know everything. No, you don't.
Right. That's the one not to get a reading
yeah,
from.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I'm an expert.
I'm an expert. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the expert on.
There yeah. are no experts in the spiritual field.
No.
Not even your priest. Nobody.
Right. We'll never know until we pass on, right?
Right.
Interesting. And then we come back and try to pass it on to the living.
No, I'm going to prank the living.
I love it.
I'm not going to pass on any wisdom. I'm going to move your keys.
One of those tricksters, yeah, that yeah. puts your tarot cards back on the shelf when right? you're looking.
Right. I knew my dad did that.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
What else would you like to talk about tarot cards?
Well, there's about 78 cards. Mm-hmm. There are the face cards, which, you know, the king, queen, page, aces. We already spoke about what they kind of do. Let's talk about the worst cards people hate.
Okay.
People hate judgment.
Yeah.
Let's see. People hate the devil. Everybody, oh my gosh, the devil came out. I'm leaving. I'm going to church tomorrow. The tower. Everybody hates the tower because the tower is about shaking things up. Mm-hmm. And that means, like, ending things like plans that you wanted to have, and maybe the universe was like, that's not for you. We're going to stop that right now, kind of thing. The death card everybody hates, but the death rarely means death. It yeah. usually means new beginning exactly. happening. Mm-hmm. So it's actually a good card. People don't really like justice for some reason. And I'm like, well, usually justice is fair. Justice, you mm-hmm. know, there's so many good things about justice. And people don't like the fool because they misunderstand the fool. The fool is talking about a leap of faith, mm-hmm. and it's talking about a fresh new start to something, beginning again. Mm-hmm. And people, for some reason, really don't like it.
I think people always want to get the lover's card.
The lovers they want. They want the chariot because the chariot means possible travel coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
And what they want Wheel of Fortune. That's yeah. another one that they yeah. want a lot of.
Yeah.
So what else can we talk about tarot? Tarot was actually called taromancy before it was called tarot, and they shortened it.
Oh.
So I always think of it, trying to remember it, by thinking of necromancy.
Yeah. You know?
But it's the communication with the spirits. And I thought it was so interesting that that's what it was called, since it was supposed to be a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be communication with spirits, but it became that. Another really cool divination is oracle cards, and I love oracle cards.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about oracle. What's the difference between tarot and oracle?
Not much. Tarot doesn't like other people touching it, mm-hmm. and I've noticed, because sometimes my tarot has an attitude. Okay. Tarot is the kind of thing that it doesn't want you to ask the same question twice. Mm-hmm. It'll give you a snippy answer the second time if you ask twice. And it'll always be that kind of, I said what I said, kind of message, right. You know, very, it's your mom scolding you.
Yeah.
Really. That's the energy okay. that most tarot, unless you get like the good tarot, and the good tarot doesn't have any bad cards in it. So like, it'll never be mean to you. So some people like going with that. Oracle is your sweet grandmother mm-hmm. that most of the time, unless you get like demon oracle or some, and it's called demon oracle, I'm not just using mm-hmm. the Christian term for it, like dark mirror. A lot of people really don't like dark mirror that I have here because it looks scary. Mm-hmm. And it's really not. It's actually talking about traumas and real life issues that somebody could be dealing with and how to heal from it. Okay. So let's say somebody had a problem with addiction, but I didn't know it. And I would say, what is their problem they're facing? The addiction card would come up, and then I would pull other clarifying cards with it to find out how Mm-hmm. How did that happen? How do we fix it? They also don't mind other people touching them. I know that tarot is finicky with it, mm-hmm. but I noticed that Oracle really, really doesn't mind. I'm looking for a diction in here to show you, but I like this one, the I won't cry for you. And that's usually talking about relationships. You're always getting into a toxic relationship and that it's, you know, you've decided I'm no longer mm-hmm. going to do this. I'm going to break away from it. And it's talking about don't shed another tear.
Yeah. And this card is a photo of a young girl with tears of blood coming out. And it's card number 22.
Oh, there we go.
It was meant to be. They have really, really beautiful visuals on these.
Yeah, they do.
And some of them are really, you know, people say they're creepy. They're, you know, I don't think so. But some oracles or tarot specifically deal mm-hmm. with dark entities. You can get those mm-hmm. to speak to dark entities. If, like, you're Luciferian and you want to connect to your deity, like your mm-hmm. demon guide. Because people think Satanism actually does all that. And Satanism, they don't talk to demons in, well, maybe some chapters, but typically they don't. But Luciferians, you know, most chapters do. But depending on the oracle cards you get, this one has to do with money and laws of attraction.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. I need that one.
And it talks specifically on how to get what you're trying to do. Right. The moonology I really like because they're so good about life phases, whether it's relationships or what stage is coming pretty soon in your mm-hmm. life. And it also comes with, it talks about what phase the moon is in and in what sign it's in. So let's say that this Pisces card's up and comes up and it says balance. And I said, but you know what? The Pisces is really sticking out to me. And she's like, oh, well, that's me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. You know, it's really cool how the moonology wraps that around. We also have one that it's my go-to with everything is energy cards. Energy oracles has a lot of angel talking to you.
Okay.
A lot of loving, great messages. Seven Energies is actually a new deck that just has recently come out. And you can open up and mm-hmm. and look at them. Spell casting is really, really cool. Wisdom of the House and Knight pairs nicely with darker energy cards. Mm-hmm. I'm not even really sure why, you know, it's... I know it's called Wisdom of the House of Night, but I'm not sure why, because they're not a dark energy type of thing. But I have had to break out dark energy cards.
Okay.
When somebody is like, something is going on in my mm-hmm. house. Everybody is sick. This is what's happening. And I'm like, well, first off, carbon monoxide. Check it. You know, check everything. Debunk this as much as you can. And when she's like, yeah, well, there's been like 3 suicides prior to, you know, okay, well, let's look at other reasons.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
kind of thing.
Like, okay, so as long as you checked off all those other things, then I'll start talking possible demonic activity.
Do you have any issue with taking your cards into somebody else's house to do the reading that you shouldn't?
I don't have issue with it. I cleanse it before I go and I cleanse it when I get home.
Yeah.
Because they do soak up the energy, but I don't have a problem reading. I can read them anywhere. I can read them in a bar. I can read them.
We've seen you.
We've seen it.
Eating green eggs and ham. I can do it anywhere. You know? But I do cleanse them afterwards a lot. But the demon cards, I've had to
reach. Those ones
are
pretty. They're gilded on the side.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh, are they? Oh,
they're
yeah.
really nice. Fancy. Some people draw silver with markers on the side so that the cards don't end up looking dirty on the side, which is a good idea. I just haven't done it because I don't want it all over my fingers when I'm shuffling. Right.
Now, this deck that you just gave me, which set is
that
this?
That is the Wisdom of the House of Night.
Okay.
And then we also have Earth Magic, was really cool.
It's very medieval looking.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's awesome.
I like that. And it's silver on the sides.
And if you're going to use the demon cards and stuff, people always, you know, say cast your salt circles and do mm-hmm. your protection and stuff. And sure, if you feel like you have to do that kind of thing, then I would never tell you not to do it. For me personally, I sage and do so much protection constantly that I don't feel the need.
It's almost like that's what you should do anyways, whether you're doing tarot or a Ouija board or
paranormal investigations. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they come home with you. Yeah. Trust me. And they do not pay rent.
No, they don't. They don't clean the house.
No. How often, dishes.
How often does that happen when you have, you know, your ability that you have and you can sense and read people's auras? Is that something that happens pretty frequently?
It has happened daily since I can remember. I don't remember a time that I can't see aura or spirit or hear something weird or something.
My brown aura today.
Your brown aura.
You're a shade of blue. You're very tired, and you do have a yellow streak, which means you are in a cheerful, good mood right now, but
you're
very tired, and you need a spa in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Ocean water.
Yes.
You know, like
it's cleansing.
It is the salt.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The sand. The sand is very cleansing.
It's a lot different than licking your salt lamp. You need to get
I have done
your
that
toes
though.
In.
I did to see if it was really salty.
I did too, until I licked my salt lamp.
I was joking when I said that.
No, I did. I did it a couple years ago. I was like, what? Pink salt lamp?
I'm like, that.
You know, it's funny. I was in Kroger a couple of days ago and going through the line. And there was a jar of pink Himalayan salt for cooking.
Yeah, I have tons of it. Yeah. I cook with it. I love pink Himalayan salt. And I mean, any salt really, salt is a mineral and it has energy to it.
Yeah.
And even if you grab it, although I will say table salt doesn't feel as strong as the other salts. I don't know
because
why.
It's processed.
Maybe it's bleached or something because it still has an energy, but not like sea salt or Himalayan salt or, you know. Black salt is just sea salt or Himalayan salt with charcoal and the ash from, you know, your intentions and your prayers and stuff that you're doing.
Mm.
So
I bought in black salt at one of our paranormal conventions. They say to put it at your door stuff to keep the evil out. Mm-hmm. And then I read somewhere, too, that you should tape it under your desk at work.
You can, yeah.
But I was like, if the cleaning lady finds this, they probably wouldn't look so great if you're like,
send this to the lab.
Yeah.
What is she doing?
Yeah. Wouldn't be so great.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get into tarot reading, do you have any specifics that say what type of deck to buy first or... Do you just go in and whichever you feel or?
Well, I mean, it does depend. There's a myth that you can only get a deck if it's gifted to you. Mm. And that is so untrue. I have quite a few that have been gifted to me and they don't read any differently than the ones that I buy. Actually, the ones I buy because I liked them so much and I was drawn to them, they read better.
Mm.
So I would first say, depending on age, if they're a child, there are children tarot cards and children oracle cards and stuff. And I would stick with that because some of these images on tarot and oracle can be startling. They can be scary. There's, you know, sometimes like the girl with the tears, the devil card, you know, there's different things that might frighten a child that I would not suggest getting a typical deck for them. I would suggest there's even blank cards that you and your child can draw stuff on.
Oh, that's interesting.
So make their own, like create your own decks. A teenager, I have different like steampunk type of tarot and oracle stuff that Kat really likes with that, you know, real big doll face with the big eyes type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
She really enjoys those.
I've seen beginner boxes, like beginner, new beginning tarot or something. And, they're just basic ones.
Yeah, and I don't think they're any better than any other adult one when we're talking about an adult doing them.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have learning flashcards because they teach tarot on Facebook on some groups. And these are really, really helpful because on the backs, it will tell you what the card means up front and also in reverse. This is a great deck to start learning how to even read because you can shuffle these and use them as a tarot card so that when this pops up, you can look on the back and say, oh, okay, I get it. This is, you know, this sign is in a moon stage and it's about knowledge, wisdom, secrets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this would really be a good idea. Or if you wanted to purchase a tarot deck, what I did years ago is I got a notebook pad and I opened up the booklet that it comes with, and I started writing out each card and what the meaning was and the key words for them, what sign was it in, what element was it in, and really, really break them down 7 cards a week and deal only that and only do up front at first.
Yeah.
I would not suggest doing reversals for a long time because mm-hmm. reversals, it just kind of throws in another difficult confusion thing going on here. Oracles I don't do in reversal almost ever. There's the angel oracle that does have reversals in it, so I will use it.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them typically don't have any type of reversal meaning. So oracle deck you might find to be easier on learning how to do divination because tarot, 78 cards. Oracle, typically 40.
I was going to ask you that too. Yeah. Every deck is a specific number.
Oracle will help you get used to reading that energy, using your intuition, because like I said, it's 99% intuition on these things. Mm-hmm. And that is a great way to start if you don't want to really do the homework on the tarot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like the one deck that you showed. It actually has no pictures, but like you said, on the back, it explains it, because then you don't have mm-hmm. to get the book out and try to find it in the book. It keeps the flow going.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I actually had one particular person that we know of that I won't name that was saying...
Turd Ferguson?
Close. but talking about my readings and stuff and saying, you know, how dare I do readings for people and you're just lying to people and making up meanings. So what I started doing on my Facebook page now is I show you the cards, I tell you what it means, then I grab the book and show you the keywords on the book and say... This is, I mean, you're watching me shuffle. You're watching me deal. There is no trickery. This is live.
Right.
And if they're tuning in and wanting to get a reading from you, the intent is for them to find out the truth. And like you said before, be prepared to learn to hear the truth because there's you can't give somebody a false reading because then it just ruins it for, well, one thing, it ruins it for other readings and other readers.
Right.
But. Yeah. It's also, you know...
And then your spirit guides won't talk to you if you start giving false things. They won't even communicate with you.
Yeah, and you got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
It is what it is.
It's a person's path.
Well, that's like having the worst year ever and then asking for a reading on it. And when I say, this is what's happening, you're mad at me for not telling you it's been rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I mean...
I don't think anybody's had a great 2020 so far.
No. I'm Capricorn, so I like staying home a lot. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff done.
I wish I could stay home. But anyways, but no, we really, really appreciate you coming in and giving our listeners some great details about the tarot and oracle cards. If anybody wanted to watch your Facebook Live, could you give them your Facebook information?
Yes, it's just Sarah Shelton, Shelton.
Yep. On Facebook, and what days do you normally do that?
I try to do them every Monday at 9 p.m. If for some reason I have to cancel because I don't do it on full moon nights. My cards are getting charged. I'm taking a ritual bath. There's things happening.
Right.
So I'm busy on those days, so I will move it to a Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Okay, great. We'll make sure everybody tunes in if you want to get a free reading, and we appreciate you coming on the show, and you're always welcome to come back.
All I ever ask is if you want a free reading, do a review and a feedback right on my page on the pinned post and comments after your reading. That's pretty much the only thing I ask for.
Awesome. Well, great. Joey, any last
words? That, you know, it's great seeing you again. We haven't seen you since the COVID started.
I know. You guys just kind of got busy and, you know, this stuff happened and...
It's life, right? It's life.
It really is.
Our whole schedule just stopped and completely flipped.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be at conventions all year. Mm-hmm. No conventions, but, you know, getting stuff done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to really miss the Bigfoot convention this year. That was so much fun last year. I had a great time.
It's coming up.
And
the anniversary's coming up.
I know. I was going to do free readings for anybody that purchased something at your booth.
Aw, thanks.
So next time we'll do something like that. I'll do a one card stack free reading for anybody that purchases things at their booth.
Awesome.
And, you know, I know you helped out big time. I mean, we thank you for that.
My pleasure.
But we were so busy. To where I don't know if you could have done readings because you're so busy.
Well, you can always do readings. I'll do the aura while I'm giving you your stuff. I'm going to say, you've got some stuff at home you got to go deal with.
Here's a sticker and an aura reading.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming
in. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me again.
All right.
So let's leave with some Dead in 5, one of my favorite songs, Second Season. Bye-bye.